Keith's still hanging on, then he's an even greater legend than I always thought he was. Keith?
Morning, Dan.
Hey, Keithy baby, baby Keithy, Keithy baby, Keithy baby, Keithy baby. There's a full version for you. This is Keith, perhaps the longest time caller we've ever had, just to bring him up to speed. Keith, how about us being connected as a show?
Oh, fantastic.
That's a tremendous thing, isn't it? I thought there used to be an advert where they said, get the strength of the someone around you. But now
I feel safe now.
You can say what you want, my friend, but, although I understand the lines here are being, the people in the basement listening in. So what have you got, Keith? What's the story of a goldfish?
I've got a goldfish story. Years ago, we went to one of these sort of county shows. It was the Harrow Show.
Mm-hmm.
It was before we were married, so it was about 22 years ago.
Yeah.
Like the usual thing, won a goldfish with checking the ping pong balls in the pot. Won a goldfish, brought it home in the old
fashioned. You did that? You actually got
Yeah.
Well, okay. I've never known anyone
goldfish,
to do that. Yeah.
Brought it home in the old plastic bag.
Yeah.
As they do. Went back to my mum and dad's house. My mum was looking around for something to sort of put it in temporarily, so she got one of those plastic tubs that you get ice cream in, about 2 litre plastic tub that was all cleaned out. Filled up with water, put it in there, left it on the draining board.
Yeah.
Went to have some tea and that. Put the tea stuff out on the draining board. Came back a while later, looked in the tub, no goldfish. We thought, oh my God, what's happened? No goldfish at all.
Yeah.
They've got no pets. My mum and dad have got no pets. So it wasn't a cat or a dog attacked it or anything.
Uh-huh.
No goldfish. Looked around. Next to it was a teacup that had been left with half a cup of tea in it. The goldfish had jumped into the teacup and was swimming around in half a cup of cold tea.
It was still alive.
It was alive. It had jumped out of the tub of water into a teacup.
Now, you see, it's all right having these shows when animals attack. It's all right having these Beatles about style shows that's not too old and you've been framed. But already, cameras and the human eye has missed a budgerigar having a goldfish nibble its tail and then take off like a hang glider with the goob. And now we know that it leapt out of an ice cream tub into half a cup of cold tea, and there's no record of it apart from the fact you presume that's what must have happened. And it was fine, was it, the fish?
It was fine. I can remember the day clearly. It was August Bank Holiday. It was the day that Lord Louis Mountbatten, unfortunately, met his end.
I think he's knocked off the top of the 9 o'clock news by that, wasn't he?
What a tremendous piece of synchronicity. So whenever you see that awful story, you know, and then the boat exploding, you think, yeah, that was the day the goldfish jumped into half.
That's the deal. That's the deal. I was very disappointed, Dan.
Yeah.
I was very disappointed that I couldn't get through to be an entertainment person. I had to drama 3 days consecutively, and I still couldn't get through.
You couldn't get through on the entertainment list. Who did you want to be, Keith?
I wanted to be Penn Jillette from Penn and Teller.
Why do you want to be him?
Well, I think he's a top man because he's a big guy like me. As you know, I'm a fairly large stature.
He's a bit of a nuisance. I've hung around with him. He's a bit overbearing. Maybe that's because he was more overbearing than I was. That's probably what it was.
I firstly wanted to be Rolf Harris, but he went.
You can be Penn Jillette. I'm allowing Keith, because Keith's the longest time this, of course, and he brought us that story.